A new report by the National Academy of Sciences recommends the Navy and Marines put more effort into developing weapons that don't kill. Ideas include nets that can be fired at approaching ships, energy beams, and knockout gases. Such ideas have been laughed at in the past, but the report says it's time to take them seriously. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
In October of 2000, a small boat edged up to a Navy destroyer in the Arabian Peninsula and blew up. The explosion tore a giant hole in the USS Cole and killed 17 sailors. The Navy would like to prevent something like this from happening again, but it's a tough problem. What do you do if a boat is fast approaching, you think it's friendly, but you're not sure? Stephen Scott is a researcher at Sandia National Laboratory and an author on the report.
I mean, they had essentially two options. They had a bullhorn or they had an M60 machine gun. They needed something else between those extremes.
Something like a gun that shoots not bullets, but electromagnetic waves, similar to those used in your microwave. Such things exist. Scott says point one at the boat, and whoever is steering it will change course.
It just feels like touching a hot light bulb, is what I'm told. I've never been exposed to the energy myself.
What greater distance does it work at?
Can't tell you that. There's still some sensitive aspects to the technology.
The National Academy report also recommends trying to develop a similar beam of higher frequency that could halt a boat or a truck.
It just disrupts electronics, and virtually all vehicles today have electronics on board that are controlling engine function, transmission function. And so if you can disrupt the electronics on any of these engines, then you should essentially shut down the vehicle.
There were ideas that did not look so promising. One was a foam that acted like taffy. Scott says Sandia tested it years ago in a simulated prison break.
What we tried to do was to adhere somebody's feet to the floor. And once you accomplish that, you glue that person's legs together as well and then try to just immobilize someone in place. And again, it worked only marginally well.
The foam could suffocate if it got on someone's face. And it was a mess. When guards touched the stuck prisoners, they became stuck too.
I mean, it made for some hilarious testing, but, you know, in the end, it was not going to be feasible.
The Academy report touches on a controversial topic, the development of knockout gases. Edward Hammond is director of the Sunshine Project, which opposes chemical weapons.
I find the Academy's conclusions to be terribly, terribly irresponsible from the perspective of arms control. In the First World War, it didn't start with mustard gas. It started with irritants and obscurants.
The report only recommends studying gases that contain sedatives like Valium, but Hammond thinks even that is a bad idea.
The event in the Moscow theater demonstrated that the idea of a safe, non-lethal knockout gas is a myth. If there was such a thing, we wouldn't need anesthesiologists.
Some gases, however, do seem to be truly non-lethal. Stephen Scott says the committee also recommended studying these. Malodorant gases simply smell bad.
Every combination of bad smell that you can imagine. Feces, rotten meat. I was exposed to some of these chemicals at a non-lethal demonstration that was held at Edgewood Arsenal about a decade ago. They said that they had mixed one of their, you know, more benign concoctions, and it was really intolerable to be around.
These ideas have occasionally drawn howls of laughter from some in the military, but one author on the study points out that the armed forces are increasingly being put in places where they'll need non-lethal weapons, places like Somalia or Bosnia, where it can be hard to tell civilians from the enemy. It's easy to design weapons that kill, the author said. Making ones that don't can be harder. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.